It's your boy Breeze, and y'all know why we here. It's the vibe time. Now let's get to it. You feel me? Damn. Some people ask the question, I don't understand why people even care, you know, about what's going on in society and the real things that's going on, the truth behind the shady doors, you know, the misty doors. It's not going to change my life. I had to take a breath because I don't know how to explain it. This is the reality of things, right? If you live in a country of America, you have an unwritten agreement. Whether you have acknowledged it verbally or not, you have physically acknowledged it. Whether you have acknowledged it mentally, whatever, you have physically acknowledged it in the sense of thank you, God. Is America a free country? I'll let you answer. Okay. Based off of the things that America says, it is a free country. Okay, sure. But why is it that a free country, you have to ask for permission to do everything? That seems to me that sovereignty is not reality. Democracy is not sovereignty. Why do we want democracy and not sovereignty? Do the people know what sovereignty is? Sovereignty is what the Western civilization had. The cowboys, why a cowboy was able to draw on another cowboy in front of a sheriff and the sheriff cannot arrest them because we are our own free person. We are our own free will. So that leads me to the next question. Do you believe that we should be working in the capacity of a job? I don't. What's a job? And what's that benefit me? Not trying to be greedy or me, but who's the big picture here? Not. That comes off a way, and I really can't explain it better than that. Working is not the same thing as a job, though. That's what I can say. What I can say is, when you're working, you're doing something that you enjoy, maybe, or something that you want to do yourself. But a job is not necessarily something for your bigger picture. At least I don't see it. And you may say it's for your bigger picture, but who are you really helping? And when you get down to the nitty gritty of it, who are you really helping? Work for yourself. What is money? Okay, something created, something that shouldn't exist. There's something that shouldn't exist. Herbs are the healing of the nation. Big Pharma? Listen. If you call me and I'm an exterminator, right? And you have a problem. Gladly. Now, this isn't me. This is evil me. Gladly, I'll come. I'll take care of your problem. But thinking me, mentality, not good person me thinking. If I was to destroy all of these termites, insects, whatever is causing the problem, eventually I will work myself out of a business. The money will stop. The money that I'm creating for myself will stop. I don't really want that, so I'll just leave this one. Maybe she'll call me back. And if she doesn't, hopefully, maybe it will grow and hatch and go next door. And they call me. Yeah, we'll see. What I'm saying is this. If an exterminator is to do 100% of the job, essentially, he may work himself out of a business. Now, a good person, good heart, clean heart, not an issue, not a problem. Why? Because why? You know? Good person. A good person will understand that. You know? A negative person, you don't. And if you don't understand it, maybe, you know, you need to look at things from a different perspective. The issue isn't the fact that the issue is that people aren't being told the truth. And the truth doesn't always sound appeasing. But so what? It's the reality. And guess what? Deal with it. Because it is what? The reality. Once people hear the reality and they can start to accept the reality, then they can accept the truth. The issue is people don't want to accept the truth. So people don't want to accept the reality. Leads into a whole lot of other things that they don't really want to deal with. Some people call it sin. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. Listen. What I'm saying is this. Greed is really out there. And you can say, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. But so naive. Have you ever heard the story of the frog and the scorpion? It's in my nature, baby. I can't help it. Where do you think that story come from? Check this out. Check this out. When Ford first came out, they were doing so good. They had a car on the road everywhere. Everybody had a car. Everybody had a Ford. Everybody. They were doing so good, they were going out of business. What? I did so good. I'm working myself out of a business. You ain't never heard of that before. Because what? It's not possible? Well, guess what? If it's not possible, it's a reason why it's not happening. It's not because it's not possible, because anything is possible. So you got to question things. You got to ask why. You have to ask. I ain't saying always be the person like, why? I'm just saying, if it don't make sense, maybe then you should be like, well, why? I'm just saying. Certain things don't make sense. And maybe that's for a reason. So check this out. Percussive maintenance. Okay, I'm joking. Just random stuff. Slapping the TV works, okay? I had to throw something in. Probably didn't laugh, but if you didn't laugh, that's cool. That's on you. Get better spirits, okay? Come on. I didn't mean anything religious right there, but get in better spirits is what I should have said. Fix yourself. Fix yourself. So back to Ford. Check me out. With Ford, what they decided to do, it's something simple, and it's simple if you're greedy, but it's simple if you want to make money, right? And this is good and negative thinking, just logical thinking, right? If I'm doing so good that every vehicle on the road is running and no one wants, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing that good. I need to figure out a way that people want to get a newer vehicle. So how can I do that? Because I don't want to work myself out of business. Obviously, people don't want to buy any other vehicle. Their vehicle is good. It's not messing up. So now I need to come out with something newer that looks better. But I need to make it so that it messes up. And while it's messing up, we're already working on something else. You feel me? We're already making something better. You feel me? So by the time they realize it's messing up, we already shown them this one. So they like, well, you know, it's already newer, you know. I mean, we were already paying it off, you know. Or however people think, whatever. It's so crazy It might work. It's so fake. It looks real. My God. If you get it, you get it. And if you don't, I'll get back to you. Don't worry. Man, listen, check this out. It's real, guys. The game is rigged. It's a big club and you ain't in it. Let me ask you a question, right? Combined thought, combined theory. You see it everywhere. And you dismiss it because what? But check this out, right? I feel like globally, I could be wrong because, you know, I don't know necessarily what those we come from monkey people think. And that's the simplest of that statement that I'm going to take it as for this episode per se. But check this out, right? I don't know what y'all think. So when you take it back, hey, let me holler at you real quick. Hey, so check this out. I got these t-shirts. I got some hoodies on sale. They look real nice. They look real fly. I got a stand-up collection, and I got a couple others. Go to bonfire.com. Type in the vibe time, or just type me in, Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E. Or check me out on my website, you know, breezepodcast.life. Go to the store, and once you're in the store, you'll see it. Just click the link, follow through. Check out my merchandise. If you like it, go cop it. You feel me? Bless up. Peace. I'm asking. I'm only asking. If you believe that we come from the same two people, Adam and Eve, which, if you don't believe it, that's on you. If you do believe it, that's on you. I don't care. I'm not here to judge. This is my thing. Definitions of things. The definition of Adam equals earth. The definition of Eve equals time. Take it for what you will, or Google it yourself. Don't believe me? Don't care. Do whatever you want to do with that information. Anyways, if you believe we come from the same two people, then in a sense, me and you are brothers and sisters. But then, if you want to take it a step deeper, etymology, genes, DNA, whatever. If you really want to take it a step deeper, right? Oh, shit. He get it from his daddy. Did you get that? But what did he get from his daddy, or what did she get from her mama, or what did she get from her daddy, and what he get from his mama? He might be. But what did they get? Think about it. Resonate. Think on it. All right. Pause. Genes, per science, are things that's transferred from. You get what the heck I'm saying. So then think about my first question. Do you believe we're from the same two people, Adam and Eve, Earth and Time, whatever, whatever, or whatever their first real names were, or whatever, whatever is, and you know what I mean? Do you believe is the simple question. Do you believe we're from the same two? And if that's the case, and then do you believe in gene pools? Do you believe you got something from your grandparent? Look at yourself. Do you have a kid? Let me ask you a question. Do you have a kid? What's that one thing people try not to be, but oh, so conceited? Oh, so conceited. Check this out. When you have a kid, typically the first thing you say is, oh, he has my eyes, or oh, he has my cheeks, or oh, he or she, oh, who they have what? That's so conceited. You looking for the first thing you see in yourself and them. That's conceited. You're looking for yourself and them. And the thing you may or may not despise the most depends on the level it is, or the vibration, the connection, the energy that you have with the other person. Oh, they got this like that person, you know, depending on how that energy, ooh, they got so-and-so eyes. Or, why she got her face? She look just like her mama. All right. You know what I'm saying? It all matters. You feel me? A combined thought is what I'm getting at this point, right? How do you know deep, deep down we aren't truly grounded and connected through thoughts? We don't. But science says we aren't. But shit, science is liars, right? I mean, damn. Do you believe in a dinosaur? If you believe in a dinosaur, you believe in a dragon. You think I'm lying? Look up the fucking definition. Pardon my French. Look up definition of dragon. Look up definition of dinosaur. Tell me, what's the difference? Who's the liar here? It's the same thing, intertwined, but it's a mix-up. And because it's a mix-up, it's confusing. And people don't like to really think for themselves, especially nowadays, because science has made things so easy. You don't have to think for yourself. It's just on your phone. There's no critical thinking here. There's no critical thinking here. And that is the downfall right there. Right? Listen, I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel. But I'm not rebel because I want to be stubborn. I'm a rebel because I want to know. I need to. Listen, firstly, I'm not going to follow you if you make less money than me. Okay? Because that doesn't make sense. Why would I listen to you? Okay? And if that makes sense to you, what I just said right there, it's not about being stubborn. No, it just does not make sense. Logically. So what I'm saying is knowledge. Once you have knowledge, you gain a little bit of wisdom, and you gain from that wisdom something else. I don't know what you gain, but you use that knowledge to gain some wisdom, and you go from there. Shoot, figure it out. Once you got some knowledge, you get some wisdom, you'll figure it out. You don't need me to tell you that. Logical sense tells you that. Okay, if you have a human body, right? And I'm just asking logical questions. Human body. You come on this earth with nothing. Let me ask you a question then. Why should you then in turn need something? Okay, yeah, well, you need food. Sure. Sure. You need, you know, every good engine needs oil to keep it running. Sure. Every good engine needs oil to keep it running. Give it its oil. But who says oil needs to be something manufactured? Because guess what? When you came here, I'm just saying, in its blanket state of everything, everything was here for you to take care of you, which means there was nothing you, man, created, human, created, which means there's only earth natural. I ain't no tree hugger. We all hate tree huggers, right? But maybe the tree hugger got it right. Because guess what? Natural at its finest, at its core, at its very zeros, which you go to math, what you got to do? Simplify to get it to its core, right? So simplify human life. Take your damn clothes off. What you got? You standing on the damn ground. You ain't got nothing but you at its core. You butt naked in nature with nothing. And the first man lives up to 900 years. So you telling me, and I'm not trying to be this person, right? I'm not trying to be that guy, but logical thinking asks questions. I'm 30 and I feel like I'm smart. But shit, if I was 900, I ain't even gonna say 900. A lot of these dudes in the first couple, you know what I'm saying, first couple books of the Bible, 3, 4, 5, 6, well, we say 800, 900 for real, but I'm going to average you out at 3. Give me 200 years. I don't even care. Give me 200 years and I'm at my 30s like that. You know what I'm saying? Give me 200 years. As a matter of fact, let me live 200 years. Call it 200 years of life. How smart or stupid, Are you going to be at 200 years? You can't be a fucking brick. I'm just saying. How dumb are you for 200 years? You ain't learned shit? Shit. I ain't going to say it's impossible, but damn. But hear what I'm saying. Science tells us that they don't know how the hell they build them pyramids. They don't know that. They don't know shit about none of this shit. They can't explain it. But if they live longer than us, right? All right. I ain't even got to use that. Because let's say you're not biblical. I'll give you a different example. They say men nowadays are weaker than 20 years ago. That's so much closer because the Bible. Who wants to talk about that, right? So 20 years ago, they say men nowadays are weaker than men 20 years ago. Science has proven it. I don't fucking need science to prove that. I can prove it. You want to know how I can prove it? And you can prove it? And we can all prove it? Because what the fuck are you doing? You're probably listening to me on a fucking phone right now. Back in the day, the asshole was listening to me on his work radio while he was doing some fucking work. Probably. Maybe not. Okay, I don't want to have a conniption here with some of you people. All right, so check this out. 20 years ago, men were doing men work. A man was outside doing yard work. The phones, the computers, this little sissified work that we're doing nowadays didn't really exist. There was real labor involved in life back then. A man can really pull himself up, do a couple chin-ups while at it. Let a man fall from a roof right now and tell him to pull himself up. Good luck. All of these dudes are pussies, man. Or they want to have pussies. Okay? Welcome to America. It's a fucking sad reality that a little boy has to watch TV and think he's a fucking girl, and a little girl has to go into a bathroom with a grown man who wants to say he's a fucking woman, but he probably just wants to molest this little girl. It's a fucking reality that we have to example and say, ooh, this is America. We accept it, where freedom isn't fucking free. You ain't fucking free. They tell you you're free, but you can't do shit free. You ain't no sovereign being. You's a fucking diplomatic. Or a representative or whatever the fuck you are. But you ain't no sovereign being. And if you don't know what a sovereign being is, Google that. And it's not what you are. Look up your birth certificate and find out what a birth certificate is. You are a fucking entity. You are a dead person to this motherfucking country. Welcome to America. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Because they all fucking dead. That's why. Welcome to the country that you live in. This is your country. And apparently I'm here too. Shit. I gotta get out. Sovereignty. Reality. Feel me? Yo, it's your boy Breeze, and I'm back. I hope y'all enjoyed that episode. Y'all know where to follow me at. BreezePodcast.life. BREEZE podcast.life. Y'all know what to do after that. You feel me? Peace.